Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, you're tuned to Radio Islam International. The program is called Your World Today. Now, we all have been hearing about this 84 people that were killed and hundreds injured in the French city of Nice when a man deliberately drove a lorry into a crowd celebrating the country's main national holiday, authorities said. Now, to find out more, we cross over to Paris, France, and we speak to Marwan Muhammad, who joins us now on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Marwan. Now, Marwan, can you give us some background to this Bastille Day attack in Nice?
Okay, at this stage, we are still counting the number of victims. We have now more than 84 people who have lost their lives and dozens of wounded people. The country is in shock at the moment, and unfortunately, we're getting into sort of a habit after the several terrorist attacks which have hit the country over the last year. So we are worrying that the country is going to fall again into a divide and trying to scapegoat a number of communities and minorities for what happened yesterday. At this stage, we don't know much about the perpetrator, but as the news come by, we're getting to know more and more. And unfortunately, we see a number of political comments and media comments who are already pointing the finger at the Muslim community.
Marwan, has anyone claimed responsibility for this attack as yet?
Not yet, not at this stage, but it's not so much a question of like reclaiming responsibility for it so much as it is the perception of the public opinion in France and the way political figures are going to use this type of event to push further their security agenda and the targeting of Muslim communities. That's the worry.
Marwan, France is possibly one of the most security-conscious and fortified countries in the world currently. How does something like this happen with all of that in place?
Yes, at first, the main point is that like the state of emergency in terms of additional security measures and reinforced powers for the police forces has not yielded its effect in terms of protection. And for a reason, the very notion of security that we implement is not so much an objective definition of security, but rather a political one. In other terms, targeting thousands of families, targeting Muslim communities instead of looking for what people do instead of who they are, hasn't shown positive results. It sends a political message saying, look, we are tough on terrorism, we arrest large numbers of people, and we do this and we do that. But it doesn't make it safer at the end of the day. We end up finding out, like it was the case for Charlie Hebdo attacks or for the November attacks, that the perpetrators were already on watch. But too many people were being watched so that intelligence services would not focus on the dangerous ones. And instead of that, they raid houses of innocent families and arrest innocent people only to find out that they did nothing wrong. So this whole notion of countering violent extremism, this whole notion that we need to watch Muslims and securitize Muslim communities and arrest a large number of people, it may be satisfactory at the political level where we show that we are really tough on terrorism between brackets, but it doesn't make us safer because it is not targeted, it is not specific, and it is not efficient at the end of the day, unfortunately.
Marwan, as usual, will Muslims face the backlash of this incident? Will this just cause Islamophobia to grow even more?
What we observed in the last attacks in 2016 is that after every attack, there is a backlash, there is an Islamophobic backlash with the Muslim places, mosques and cemeteries and businesses being targeted, but also individuals being assaulted in the street, insulted, or even more discriminated against. So there is indeed a backlash after these sort of attacks. But as I said, we're kind of growing a habit around it. So we're already calling for security measures around the mosques to protect these religious places. At the same time, Muslim families and individuals are quite aware now of the risks. So they organize, they take a number of measures to avoid being isolated, to avoid going out at night individually, so that at least for the coming weeks, we minimize the risks of backlashes at the local level. And our organization, the Collective Against Islamophobia in France, is always alert and available for all victims should this happen.
Finally, Marwan, what can we expect to come in the next few days in France?
Okay. First, the most immediate decision is that the state of emergency, which was supposed to end at the end of July, will be renewed for another 3 months. We can also expect, and we are already witnessing, a number of political discourses targeting Muslims. We fear that a number of individuals would be targeted, and we try to send like really strong messages so that people take precautionary measures, and that police teams take this into account in their local policing. And we see always a number of neoconservative politicians that will suggest more pervasive measures, more surveillance on Muslims, and all that. So they will of course try that. But and that's a positive sign in the negative landscape. In the last cases of terrorist attacks, a number of French citizens have shown a great deal of solidarity and saying that they don't want the Muslims to be scapegoated for what happened. And the Muslim communities have grown in their ability to respond efficiently to this type of situation. So that's what we expect for the coming days.
Marwan Mohamed, representative for the Collective Against Islamophobia, live out of Paris, France. We thank you for your time this evening. Shukran jazilan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, indeed. Marwan Mohamed telling us about what's happened out in France and what will be happening in the next few days. A worrying time indeed for the Muslims out in France. May Allah make it easy for the Muslims in France and indeed all over the world, as once again another... Well, it hasn't been claimed as yet by ISIS, but they're saying it bears the hallmarks of ISIS. We know what happens after attacks like this. Muslims in that particular region will come under extreme pressure of people's emotions of what has happened, and Muslims bear the brunt of all of this. So we make dua, inshallah, that this is not the case, which probably will be, but may Allah make it easy for the Muslims all over that have to face the backlash after such incidents, even though we don't know who exactly has done it and why as well.